the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
The Green Leadership Academy for Diverse Ecosystems, or GLADE, is an innovative conservation leadership project developed by the Greater Ozarks Audubon Society in the Missouri State University Biology Department. This is the fifth year of GLADE, running June 16th through the 22nd, and its mission is to increase participant knowledge and skills in the care of Ozarks ecosystems, to restore critical habitats for endangered species of Missouri, to develop informed community leaders, and to improve the quality of life through conservation efforts throughout the Ozarks. I'm Nikki Donaldson, and today as my guests I have two students, Mark Sharp and Kelsey Rumley, who will serve as counselors at GLADE, both who also participated last year, as well as Dr. Janice Green, professor of biology and director of the Bull Shoals Field Station.
I really enjoyed being at GLADE last year because I like interacting with the students and seeing their enthusiasm for working outside with nature. It's also really cool because we get to work with a lot of instructors and Missouri Department of Conservation people and a lot of the professionals that can help them build for their future.
I made so many contacts with the teachers that are in charge of it, and I strive to be a teacher one day, so I was able to learn from them as well as from the students that were going through the program. Something else that was special about this academy is that it brings together people from all over, but the same intentions of environmental awareness through either some of the educators that were the leaders, being the teachers or the master naturalists that came in, or people who worked for nonprofit organizations that were bettering the environment.
Each summer, 16 outstanding conservation-oriented young people are selected to participate in a variety of hands-on ecology activities that include bird banding, water quality monitoring, habitat restoration, leadership development, and community improvement.
During GLADE, we have a lot of leadership activities for the students to participate in. And so we put all the students in a situation and we present them a problem that can be solved logically. And of course, at first, they're all really uncomfortable and they're looking around like, what do we do? I don't know what's going on. But by the end of it, you can see how the leaders step up and everybody works together and they can solve the problem.
To see them put in a situation where they, you know, we're not very comfortable, but yet at the end of the 30-minute activity, someone stepped forward because they knew they would have to achieve the goal, was something special to see.
I think bird banding is really cool at GLADE because the students don't realize we're actually going to catch birds and let them hold them. And so when you bring out a little tiny, you know, black and white warbler and you say, yeah, we're going to hold this, they kind of have this look of awe and they're like afraid they're going to crush it because it's so small, but it's really cool to see them light up because they actually get to have hands-on experience.
I think one of the important things about the leadership activities is getting students to realize that there is not one particular model of a leader. Leaders can be quiet and thoughtful as well as very outgoing, and each one has a role to take in that leadership process, and they just do it differently. And so many times we think of leaders as these strong, gregarious types, and really a lot of very effective leaders are ones that work cooperatively and are very quiet and thoughtful.
In the summer of 2013, GLADE will operate entirely from the generosity of local and regional individuals, nonprofits, and corporations. The idea was conceived in the Ozarks, developed in the Ozarks, and hopes to make a lasting and positive impact on Ozarks communities, both biological and human.
I believe GLADE is important because it sends students back to their communities with new skills, new experiences, and excitement that they can share with other students and with their community. We provide funding for them to do a project in their local community. So this increases awareness of their community, but also enhances those leadership skills that we started working with. We try to keep GLADE free to students so that there's no financial reason for a student not to come. So with that, we have to raise a lot of funds to be able to support the academy without charging students for that. We write grant proposals, we get private donations, and so all of this adds together to be able to provide this experience to students.
For more information, visit www.greenleadershipacademy.org. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.